Begin each game day with In the Dugout, a pregame chat with Hastings head coach Kevin Asher. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings.
And good evening. Welcome to American Legion Baseball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings 5 Points Bank still alive in the Mid-South Regional Baseball Tournament as they get set to go again tonight against Festus out of Missouri as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, boy, the last two games have been wild here. We come out on the good side of the last two games, and now we play on a Saturday.
Getting yourself to the next day is the biggest key, obviously, when you're in elimination, and we're making the most of it. Great comeback two nights ago, and yesterday, obviously, just had everything going right and hitting on all cylinders, so hopefully that carries over.
We have been hitting the ball extremely well the last game and a half, and obviously you hope that continues.
You're right. It's contagious. There's no recipe, so to say. Sometimes you can tell your kids to be aggressive. Sometimes you take a pitch. You got to just let this game flow a little bit early and see what you've got, because you don't know a lot about their pitchers from the other team. It's not like a area game or a Cornhusker League game where you've seen that guy maybe three times in the last 3 years. So we'll just go out and play the game, you know, the way we have been. Play it aggressive, try to get our kids as loose as we can and make sure they're having fun.
Yesterday got up to a great start, had a couple of runs in the second inning, and then bombed them in the third inning with eight runs.
You know, you look at the at-bats in the inning where we had bases loaded, and I think maybe one out or no outs, and we get ground ball to the right side to score a run, ground ball to the right side to score a run, and those are as productive as bats as a ball, you know, going into the gap. They're scoring runs, they're putting the ball in play and making the other team make choices. Do they play in? Do they play back? Do they give up the run? They just chose to give up runs, and they gave up two right away. So, you know, getting on top 2-0 was really big, and especially when we're at home.
Especially when you got C.J. Remigay do what he did yesterday. He throws a no-hitter for you.
You know, C.J. Just been as deserving of that no-hitter as any of our pitchers. He understands the game extremely well. He doesn't come across that way as in person. He comes across as a guy that just, hey, I know what I'm going to get done. He's going to be confident, and he has all four pitches, and very, very proud of him. And, you know, just our team playing great defense, rolling a couple double plays behind him.
So it's Hastings and Festus out of Missouri here tonight. Festus is a team that played in the state championship in Missouri and was the runner-up to Sedalia. So that's a team that didn't even win a state championship, but they're playing well here.
You know, that's baseball, and that's why, you know, we thought we had a chance right from the beginning. A team just has to play well at the right time, and I don't know much about their state tournament, but they're good enough to get to the finals. They're a good baseball team, and, you know, they're hot right now, and they got a game last night that maybe they shouldn't have got. They had a 3-0 count, bases loaded, one out in dire straits, and the kid from Festus comes back and throws three straight fastballs down the middle to strike a kid out, so to get out of an inning, and that was just a great, great baseball game if you're a fan, and, you know, winning that game 2-0 will probably give them a lot of confidence, too.
You talked about you playing your best baseball here at the end of the season. I think we can say that we kind of hit stride, haven't we?
Yeah, you're right. We've gotten better all year long, and this postseason especially, you know, since had one batting inning at the state tournament, and really haven't had a bad inning here. We've just played really, really solid baseball, and, you know, you got to do that. The games are going to be tight. You know, every pitch counts, and our kids have just been really consistent. That's what counts.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Festus as our pregame show continues after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Back with Hastings head coach Kevin Asher. It's Hastings and Festus of Missouri here tonight. A team that's 35-11-1 on the season. So they won a lot of baseball games. Anytime you can put 35 on the board, you know you got something.
You know, you're right. And I keep looking back at where we were 41-8 last year, and I thought, wow, that's an impressive record. But you're right, Festus, 35 wins, competition level's pretty high in that state. That's why they get two representatives to come to a tournament like this. It's based on your American Legion population, and, good baseball team. Up and down the order, they seem to put the ball in play. They've had outstanding pitching to this point, only used four pitchers.
They've got a lot of home runs. It's not going to play in this game here tonight, but anytime you have 21 home runs on your team, you know they got some power.
They do. They have some guys in the middle of the order that swing it real well, and we've got to do a great job there. Their leadoff hitter is really quick. We've got to keep him off the bases. They just seem to me like, you know, last night's game was obviously a toss-up. These last four games, or four teams remaining, seem to me like it's just going to be the team that plays the mistake-free baseball.
That's just a team that steals a lot of bases, too, so it's going to put a lot of pressure on us.
Very aggressive. I think it's going to be important to throw strike one to get ahead of the hitters, kind of take some of the creativity, so to say, if they do have base runners on, to take away that portion of the game. You know, I didn't see a lot of small ball from them, but I know they'll bunt early to get a run, and that's exactly what most of these teams do. So, you know, keeping them off the bases is huge. You know, if they're going to run, you know, we got to do a good job of holding them on.
All right, Jake Shaw is going to get the call tonight on the mound.
You know, he hasn't thrown for quite a while, and he had a poor outing his last time out, and that's just, you know, nothing against him. He just did, he had a great first inning, and we thought, wow, this is going to be lights out. And then he just struggled a little bit in the second inning, so we had to make an early decision on him. But we got all the confidence in the world in Jake. That's kind of like our guys that have been throwing in that 4-8 spot. We just feel any given night they can give you a complete game, and we're looking forward to him going deep into this game.
If not, obviously, it's going to be a short hook tonight because this is another do-or-die situation, possibility of playing another game tomorrow, but you got to win tonight first.
Yeah, we've got plenty of arms. It's just it'll depend on the situation. Are runners on? Who's up in their order? What type of team are they? Swinging the bats all the way through the order one time, and hopefully Jake just goes out and does his thing. You know, I don't have any worries about that. I think if we play good defense behind him, he's a strike thrower, and he's got two pitches for sure, and hopefully the third one's on. So he's as tough. You know, last year we brought him up from the juniors going into the state tournament, and I threw him in there on day one, and he came out and he was as tough as nails, so that's why we like him tonight.
All right, we sneak closer to the ultimate goal here. What's the attitude of the team going into the Final Four?
You know, they're not changing much. Breakfast at Russ's in the morning. You know, that's been really nice by some of our patrons here to serve that for them. And, you know, they don't change much. The only thing that changes tonight is maybe a night game we've been playing during the day. And it may be a benefit for us to get a few hours extra rest, stay out of the heat because it's a warm one today. I just saw 97 on the heat index, supposed to be 99 at 6 o'clock. So I just think our team attitude is outstanding, and that's what's probably carried us to this stage of the game.
All right, good luck, Mike.
All right, thanks, Mike.
That's Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around in the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. Hastings and Festus of Missouri tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Dugout with Hastings head coach Kevin Asher, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmacy needs. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your Hastings link to local sports. 1230 KHAS.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing, problem solving, and those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanning, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited, and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile, and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome to American Legion Baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHIS. It's day number four of the Mid-South Regional Baseball Tournament. Hastings 5 points bank still alive as Hastings gets set to take on Festus out of Missouri. I'm Mike Weller, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings, one win, actually two wins and one loss so far here in the tournament. They lost to Bryan in the opening round by the score of 3-2, but have won two elimination games impressively in the past couple of days. Hastings coming back from a 6-1 deficit to beat Emporia of Kansas the other night by the score of 7-6. Then yesterday got a no-hitter from C.J. Remigay and beat Three Rivers, a team out of Oklahoma, by the score of 10-0. So Hastings sitting at 34-14 in the season, playing Festus out of Missouri. Here tonight, Festus is a team that was actually the runner-up in Missouri at their state tournament. They lost to Sedalia, a team that was also here in Hastings for the regional tournament. Lost to them in the state championship game by a score of 3-0. But Festus able to make it to the regional tournament, and they are making the presence known. They are the only undefeated team left right now. They're sitting at 3 wins and no losses in the tournament. They beat Emporia in the opening round by a score of 5-3. Then they knocked off Bryan of Arkansas 2-1, and they beat Fremont last night by the score of 2-0. This is a good baseball team. They average about 8.1 runs per game, so they can put some offense together. They've got 9 players that have at least 20 RBIs on the season, and Festus has hit 21 home runs so far this season, so that probably won't come into play here tonight, but that just shows you how much power up and down the lineup that Festus has got. They got a team batting average sitting at .315. It's a team that's been around. They have played in 4 regional tournaments since 1996 and won the regional tournament in 2009 when the regionals were held up in Fargo, but this is their first appearance in a regional since 2011. So it's Festus of Missouri and Hastings here tonight. The winner will play on Championship Sunday. There was a game earlier tonight, and that had Bryan of Arkansas eliminate the other Nebraska entry, Fremont First State Bank, losing by the score of 5-4 to Bryant. So Bryant will be playing on Sunday as well. Hastings looking to get there. And Festus will also play in the championship round. Festus will be there regardless of what happens in this game here, because they're still the only undefeated team left. And you got to lose two before you're ousted out of the regional tournament. So we're set to go. It is a do-or-die situation here for Hastings. They've got to win in order to get into Sunday, and we'll see what happens here tonight at Duncan Field. We'll get to the starting lineups. They're brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth Mina reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings going to be the visitors on the scoreboard here in this ball game tonight. They'll be up to the plate first. Ashton Valentine will lead off. He'll be your center fielder. Tyson Bonham, the right fielder, batting second. Mike Bovey, the third baseman, batting third. JT Cafferty, the catcher, batting fourth. Josh Brooks, the left fielder, batting fifth. Mason Brumbaugh, the second baseman, batting sixth. Leif Spady, the first baseman, batting seventh. Michael Shaw, the designated hitter, batting eighth. Gabe Conant, the shortstop, batting ninth. And Jake Shaw, the pitcher for Hastings tonight. Shaw, 2 wins and 1 loss. ERA is sitting at 3.68. Festus of Missouri, they'll go with Jacob Bridges, the center fielder. He'll bat first. He'll be followed up by Jordan Duncan, the shortstop. Then we'll see Levi Ebersalt, the first baseman. Colby Ott, the left fielder. Jake Leitner will be the pitcher. Edwin Martin with second baseman. He'll bat sixth. Charles Pratt will be your third baseman. He'll bat seventh. Jeremy Eisenman will be your right fielder. He'll bat eighth. And Isaac Hamilton, the catcher, batting ninth. The pitcher for Festus, Missouri, has a record of 1 win and 1 loss. That's Jake Leitner with an ERA of 2.49. Your starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in the city of Hastings. 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Ashton Valentine has already been to the plate and has struck out for Hastings here in the first inning of play. This is going to bring up Tyson Bonham next. So Tyson Bonham comes up there for Hastings. One man out here in the top half of the first inning, just underway between Hastings and Festus in the Mid-South Regional Baseball Tournament here tonight on 1230 KHIS and online at hastingslink.com. There's a slow roller to Pratt at third base. His throw across the diamond is going to be in time. And Tyson Bonham is retired into the play from third to first. Mike Bovey coming up there next for Hastings. Bovey had 2 triples yesterday in the third inning. Both triples in the third inning as Hastings exploded for 8 runs in that third inning yesterday against the team from Oklahoma. Hastings scored 2 runs in the second inning and 8 more in the third, and that's all they needed. They knocked off Three Rivers by the score of 10-0 yesterday. First pitch to Bovey is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and 1 strike now to Mike Bovey here in this first inning of play. Leitner again is the pitcher here for this Festus squad. He's a left-handed thrower. Festus in their white pants here tonight and their black tops. Hastings in their white pants and their red tops here tonight. There's the next pitch by Leitner. It's on the way. That's going to be fouled first base side. And Bovey is now looking at a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Game time temperature at 90 degrees here in Hastings tonight. Winds are blowing out of the southeast at about 6 miles per hour. 40% chance of rain, they tell us, throughout the night. And the feels like temperature at game time, 100 degrees. So that's a warm one here tonight. It's a 7-inning ball game here between Hastings and Festus of Missouri. Hastings trying to win their way into a championship Sunday. There's the ball that's going to be hit to right field. That's a base hit. Hastings has been doing a great job the last game and a half or so, hammering out base hits. They had 12 yesterday. They had 17 yesterday, and they had 12 the day before. So Hastings has had 29 hits in the last 2 games. They get their first one right there. Mike Bovey singles to right field. JT Cafferty coming up to the plate next for Hastings. Cafferty has a batting average right now at 312 for Hastings 5 Points Bank. A curveball comes in there that's going to miss. 1 ball and no strikes. Your base runner down there is Mike Bovey at first base. JT Cafferty at the plate here for Hastings. 2 men out in the first inning of play. Next pitch by Leitner is going to be lifted in the outfield, and that's going to get down for a base hit. It's in the gap. Around the bag, it's second on his way to third is going to be Bovey. Sliding in there at second base is going to be Cafferty. JT Cafferty, he gets a double. Hastings has now got runners on at second and third base here in the first inning of play. Josh Brooks coming up there next for Hastings. Josh Brooks has a batting average of 347 on the season. Brexley now 52 for 150 from the plate here this year. Leads the team in RBIs with 36. He's got a chance to give Hastings the lead here in this first inning. There's a swing and a miss there on a high pitch. No balls in one strike to Josh Brooks. Brooks has struck out 15 times so far this year. He has walked 17 times. Hastings with a single and a double here in the first inning of play. Runners are on at second and third base. Next pitch is going to be out wide for a ball. One ball and one strike. Festus, the only undefeated team left here in the regional tournament so far. They're sitting at 3-0. Hastings at 2-1. Jake Leitner comes set. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up to the outfield. Drifting back is going to be your right fielder, and he's going to make the catch. Jeremy Eisenman making the catch out there in the right field. So that ends the Hastings half of the first inning. But Hastings, they score no runs on a couple of base hits. No errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Festus coming to bat.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Legion Baseball coverage tonight from the Mid-South Regional Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Also online at HastingsLink.com and at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jake Shaw will get the start for Hastings here tonight. Shaw has two wins, one loss on the season. ERA is sitting at 3.89 for Jake Shaw. He has thrown 24 and two-thirds innings for Hastings this year, giving up 31 hits and 26 runs. 13 of those runs have been earned. 16 base on balls and 20 strikeouts for Jake Shaw. His last outing, however, was not very good. It was in the state championship game against Kearney out in North Platte. Jake Shaw was the starting pitcher and lasted only 1 1/3 innings against Kearney. Gave up 5 hits and 5 runs with no strikeouts and 3 walks. Hastings came back to win that game, though, by the score of 6-5, winning the area tournament for the first time in 27 years. But Jake Shaw was not very good out of the gate. And now he hits a man here to begin the first inning of play. Jacob Bridges is hit by a pitch. Hastings has to win this game, and then they'll play on Championship Sunday. The winner of this regional tournament will advance to the World Series down in Shelby, North Carolina, that gets underway next Thursday. Jordan Duncan is the next guy coming to the plate. He hits that ball out to left field, and it's going to be caught out there by Josh Brooks. Very first pitch that he sees, he parks it out to left field. Josh Brooks is under it for Hastings. He makes the catch. So now there's one man out here in the first inning of play. Bridges is down there at first base for Festus. And now Levi Ebersolt coming to the plate next. He is the first baseman. This team has got a team batting average of 315. Hastings has a team batting average of 321. But Festus is a team that has hit 21 home runs so far this season. Probably won't come into play tonight, although we did have a home run over the wall in the right field in the last ball game. A young man from Fremont, Austin Callahan, hit one out, 367 feet plus. Fremont losing the ball game to Bryant out of Arkansas by the score of 5-4. Next pitch is going to be popped up. Is going to stay here in the infield. Here's Spady. He comes in and he makes the catch. Spady, the first baseman, comes in, makes the catch. Now there's two men out here in this first inning, and that's going to bring up Colby Ott next. He is the left fielder. He's got a batting average of 351 on the season. Colby Ott has got 26 base hits and 74 trips to the plate. He will bat here from the right-hand side. A runner is on down there at first base. That's Bridges. A throw over there is not going to be in time. Hastings will need to keep these guys close. They can really cause you some problems on the base paths. They've got 116 stolen bases so far this year. Man stays put over there at first base as the pitch comes to the plate low. And the count is at 1-0 to Colby Ott. He is the left fielder for Festus out of Missouri. Quick throw back over to first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there was Bridges. So Jacob Bridges gets back to the bag there. The tag made by Leif Spady. Good size lead over there at first base now. Stays put. Here's the pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be in foul territory. Giving chase is going to be Bonham, and he can't get there. It falls out in foul territory. So a long strike. 1-1 now to Colby Ott. Bridges, your base runner down there at first base, is second on the team in stolen bases. He is 26 out of 28 in the swiping bases. Jake Shaw knows that, so he's going to keep Jacob Bridges as close to the bag as he can. There's a quick throw over there again. Bridges dives back in there. 1-1 now to Colby Ott, the left fielder for Festus of Missouri. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Another quick throw over to first base. Not in time. Ott so far, no home runs and 21 RBIs so far this year. 9 base on balls and 10 strikeouts. Jake Shaw comes set, fires under the plate. That ball is going to be hit to center field, a base hit. Around the bag at second, making a turn. There is a Bridges, and Ashton Valentine bobbles the ball out there in center field, and Bridges will take third base. So Colby Ott is going to get a single. Bridges was going on the pitch, so he got a great jump, and he's going to end up over at third base after Valentine bobbles the ball out there in center field. So it's going to go down as a single and an error on Ashton Valentine. And now Festus of Missouri has got runners on at first and third base here in the first inning with two men out. And that's going to bring up Jake Leitner next, the pitcher. Leitner has a batting average of 344 on the season. He's a left-handed hitter as he will come to the plate here against the righty and Jake Shaw. There's a breaking pitch from Shaw. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 now to Leitner. Leitner has got 44 base hits and 128 trips to the plate so far this season for Festus. Waiting on the pitch here from Jake Shaw. It's on the way. There's a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 down to Jake Leitner. Leitner's got one home run, 37 RBI so far this year. He has walked 22 times. He has struck out 11 times. Next pitch, fouled away into the first base dugout. Festus is over here in the first base dugout. Despite being the home team, Hastings in their usual third base dugout down here. But the visitors on the scoreboard tonight. No score between Hastings and Festus here in the bottom half of the first inning. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that's going to miss. 2-2 now to Jake Leitner. Good crowd on hand here tonight for this elimination ball game of the Mid-South Regional Baseball Tournament at Duncan Field. There's a throw over to first base. Not in time. Colby Ott is back in there. Ott stealing bases this year. He is 7 out of 9. 116 stolen bases for Festus this year. There's the ball hit back up to the middle. It's going to be a base hit, and Festus has the lead. Around the bag at third is Colby Ott. He'll stay put, and Festus will have runners at first and third. And a run in here in the first inning. Jake Leitner drives home a run to help him out here. Jacob Bridges comes in from third base to score. And Festus of Missouri grabs the lead over Hastings. The score is 1-0. Kobe Ott moves over to third base on the play. Leitner is on at first base, and now Edward Martin comes to the plate next. Martin is the second baseman, batting average on the season at 349 for Edward Martin. He will bat here from the right-hand side. There's a throw over to first base again. Leitner dives back in there. Martin has got two home runs and 37 RBIs. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. It was a check swing there by Edward Martin. And now they look down to the base umpire. He says, yeah, he went around with it. So a strike is going to be called here on Edward Martin. A little check swing by the second baseman for Festus. There's a ball hit back up to the middle, grabbed there by the second baseman, Brumbaugh, who flips it to second base, and that's not in time. Sliding out of the tag down there was Jake Leitner. Brumbaugh dives for the ball right behind the bag at second, made a great stop on the ball, then he flips it, laying on his stomach to Gabe Conant, who was covering second base, and sliding under the tag down there was Jake Leitner. And a run comes in to score. It's now a 2-0 ball game in favor of Festus over Hastings. So Leitner is on at second base. Edward Martin is on at first base. And that's going to bring up Charles Pratt next. Charles Pratt is the third baseman, a 232 hitter. And already Kevin Asher has made his way out to the pitcher's mound here. So Kevin Asher having a discussion with Jake Schaag in his last outing. Jake went an inning and a third against Kearney and was knocked out. And now Festus has jumped on Hastings here. 2-0 in the first inning of play. All this is happening with two outs. Runners are on at first and second base now for Festus. Jake Schaag will stay out there. Here comes Charles Pratt to the plate. His batting average is sitting at 232 on the season. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a fastball there. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike now to Charles Pratt. He bats here from the right-hand side. Charles Pratt, 26 base hits and 112 trips to the plate. Next pitch going to be fouled away. And the count is no balls and two strikes. Charles Pratt, no home runs, 20 RBIs on the season. He's walked 21 times. He has struck out 24 times. He's behind in the count here at no balls and two strikes. Two runners on. Jake Schaag comes set. Schaag fires under the plate, a breaking pitch that stays on wide for a ball. One ball and two strikes now to Charles Pratt. Martin is your base runner down there at first base. Leitner is your base runner down there at second base for Festus. One ball and two strikes. Shaw's next pitch on the way. Jams him inside, and it's going to be fouled away. Fouled over here to the first base dugout again. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. You're listening to the elimination ball game of the Mid-South Regional Baseball Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. One ball and two strikes. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes now to Charles Pratt. Runners taking their leads at their respective bags. Shaw looking towards second base. Fires one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. Three balls and two strikes. Fremont First State Bank eliminated in the first game today. Bryant of Arkansas, the team that beat us the other night, knocks off Fremont 5-4 in the first game today. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. It's on the way. And a swing and a miss. He strikes out. So Charles Pratt strikes out to end the inning. But Festus gets on the board here in the first inning. They scored two runs on three base hits. One error on Hastings. Two runners left on base. One inning in the book. The score, Festus of Missouri 2, Hastings nothing. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
To celebrate the Angry Birds 2 movie, Furniture and Mattress Direct is having a bird-tastic event. Save on items throughout the store. Recliners as low as $279 are the bomb. Or queen hybrid mattresses for $229 are hatching. And knock it down with 24 months no-interest financing. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct and Mattress Direct. Behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, Festus of Missouri with a lead over Hastings. The score is 2-0. Jake Leitner again, the pitcher for the Festus seniors. He has a record of 1-1-1 on the season. He's thrown 19 2/3 innings coming into this ball game this evening. Out of those 19 innings, he's given up 24 hits and 9 runs, 7 of those earned, 5 base on balls and 6 strikeouts, ERA 2.49. They got several other pitchers that have a lot more innings thrown here. But Leitner gets the call for game number 4 of this Mid-South Regional Baseball Tournament. Left-handed pitcher Mason Brumbaugh will lead things off for Hastings here in the second. Hastings had some base runners in the first inning but did not score. In fact, had runners on at second and third base and didn't score. There's a high fly ball out toward right field. Grabbing the ball out there is going to be Eisenman. Makes the catch. Jeremy Eisenman. Mason Brumbaugh flies out to right field. That's going to bring up Leif Spady next. Spady with a batting average of .300 on the season. Leif Spady is 36 out of 120 from the plate. He's got 5 doubles and a couple of triples. No homers, 25 RBIs so far this year. Hastings hitting at a .321 clip here during the season. During the postseason, Hastings is hitting .366. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike from Jake Leitner. Nothing and one to Leif Spady, and there's a swing and a miss. Spady behind the count, no balls and 2 strikes. Spady has walked 17 times so far this year. He has struck out 18 times, and now making 19 as he goes after an outside pitch there. He is fooled, and he strikes out. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Jake Leitner. Now here comes Michael Shaw to the plate next. He is the designated hitter in this ball game. Michael Shaw is hitting at a clip of .275 so far this season. 11 for 40 from the plate. All 11 of his hits have been singles. As he stumps in there now and takes a swing and a miss. No balls and 1 strike to Michael Shaw. He's got 7 RBIs so far this season. 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. Next pitch in on the ground towards short. Duncan grabs it. His throw to first base is off of the bag. Duncan, he fields the ball cleanly at shortstop, but his throw to first base was wild. Pulls Ebersole off of the bag. So Michael Shaw is going to get a board. That's going to be an error on the throw from Jordan Duncan. So Hastings gets their third base runner of this ball game. And now Gabe Conant will come up there next. Conant now with a batting average at .310 on the season. Leitner throws under the plate and a swing and a miss there by Gabe Conant. Conant was the hero the other night when Hastings beat Emporia of Kansas. Conant with a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth inning to give Hastings that 7-6 win over Emporia. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count is sitting at no balls and 2 strikes now to Gabe Conant. Michael Shaw is your base runner down there at first base for Hastings, inching away from the bag there. 2-0 to score. Festus with a lead. There's the ball poked to right field, foul territory. Count remains at no balls and two strikes. Dave Conant up there for Hastings. Conant here for the postseason is hitting at a clip of 333. Conant's got 8 base hits and 24 trips to the plate here during the postseason. Next one is fouled back into the seats off of one of the supports back here. And the count remains in no balls and two strikes to Gabe Conant. He's had a great crowd on hand here for Saturday night baseball here in the Mid-South Regional Tournament. Next pitch out on the ground. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the center field. Stopping at second base is going to be Michael Shaw. Gabe Conant gets a base hit here for Hastings. So for the second straight inning, Hastings has got two runners on. And now we've got the top of the order coming up there next in Ashton Valentine. Ashton Valentine struck out his first time up there. Valentine has a batting average on the season, sitting at .394. Valentine with 54 base hits and 137 trips to the plate. That's 7 doubles, a triple, a home run, 26 RBIs. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. We're in the top of the second inning. This one will be another 7-inning affair here tonight. First pitch to Valentine is going to be outside for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Next pitch by Leitner is going to be fouled back to the screen, 1-1. Ashton Valentine leads the team in walks with 29. He's got 18 strikeouts so far this year. Valentine during the postseason is hitting at a clip of .407. In fact, Hastings got a couple of guys with over 400 batting averages during the postseason. We've been hitting the ball well for the most part. 1 ball and 1 strike down to Ashton Valentine. Runners are out at first and second base. Next pitch is hit on the ground towards second. Martin grabs the ball. He throws it to first base and the inning is over. Ashton Valentine is retired in the play from second to first. Hastings scores no runs on 1 base hit, 1 error, and 2 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Festus 2, Hastings nothing.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Mid-South Regional Baseball Tournament here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings is trailing Festus of Missouri. The score is 2-0. Jake Shaw comes back out and throws here for Hastings, and the very first pitch is hit right to the second baseman Mason Brumbaugh. He grabs the ball. Jeremy Eisenman lines out to the second baseman, Mason Brumbaugh, for the first out. And that's going to bring up Isaac Hamilton next. Isaac Hamilton coming up there next. He's the catcher. Hamilton with a batting average of .290 so far this season. So Hamilton comes up there with one man out here in inning number two. Best is scoring a couple of runs in the first inning on 3 base hits off of Jake Shaw. And the first pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes now to Isaac Hamilton. Right-handed hitter. He hits that one out in front of the plate. It's going to be grabbed there by Shaw. His throw over to first base is going to be in time. Hamilton falls as he crosses the bag down there. That was a tough play by Jake Shaw, the pitcher. Comes down and fields the ball as Isaac Hamilton took a whack at that one, but it goes trickling out in front of the plate, and Jake Shaw comes down here to grab it and catches Hamilton over there at first base. Second out for Festus here in the second inning. Now Jacob Bridges will come up there next. Bridges was hit by a pitch to begin the ball game, so he's back up there. He sends that ball out towards short. Gabe Conant grabs it on a couple of hops over to first base. 1-2-3. Jacob Bridges is retired in the play from short to first. Festus goes down in order here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the third with a score. Festus 2, Hastings nothing.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
This is Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. We invite you to check out our new expanded website at burtspharmacy.com. On that website, we have a new downlink on our mobile app so you can get your refills online if you enter your cell phone number to receive a text message with a download link. And then you can install the app. Very easy to do, so we invite you to do that. Both stores are now stocking Arona Berry Juice, antioxidant juice that's now available at both stores. So Burt's Pharmacy on 14th, 402-462-4466. Burt's Downtown, 402-462-4343.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, Festus of Missouri with a lead over Hastings 5 points Bank. The score is 2-0. If Hastings wins this ball game, they will play on Championship Sunday at 1 o'clock tomorrow. They would play Bryant out of Arkansas, the team that beat us the other night. Bryant still alive. They beat Fremont today by a score of 5-4. And then the winner of that game would face Festus for the championship in game number 2 tomorrow. If Festus wins this game, they'll play in the championship tomorrow at 1 o'clock against Bryant out of Arkansas. And Bryant would have to beat Festus twice in order to win the championship. So that's the way Championship Sunday is going to shape up. Hopefully Hastings is involved and we can have a couple of baseball games tomorrow. There's a ball hit to the left side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Tyson Bonham leads off the third inning with a base hit by the third baseman of Festus. That's a Charles Pratt. So Tyson Bonham gets a base hit here for Hastings. Now Mike Bovey coming up there next. For Hastings, that's our fourth hit of the ball game already. Mike Bovey had his single back there in the first inning. He's back up there now here in the third. Bovey with a batting average now of .464. Leading the team here for Hastings 5 points Bank. He'll play at Nebraska Omaha beginning this fall. Bovey takes a pitch inside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes to Mike Bovey for Hastings. Taking a lead down there. First base is going to be Tyson Bonham. And a toss over there is not going to be in time. Bonham is back in there. Hastings stealing bases, 72 out of 87 so far this season. There's a ball hit to the right side. It's going to be grabbed there by the first baseman. He goes to second base. They catch the lead runner down there. So Levi Ebersolt grabs the ball there. He chomps down the lead runner down there at second base, Tyson Bonham. So Bovey gets aboard on the fielder's choice. Now there's one man out, one man on. Here comes JT Cafferty to the plate next. Cafferty had a double his last time up there. His batting average on the season is sitting at .312. So now Bovey is your base runner down there at first base. Cafferty at the plate. And the pitch to JT is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Tom Osborne, he threw out the first pitch in the 4 o'clock ball game this afternoon. Dr. Tom was in town for that. There's a ground ball to second. Martin grabs it, goes to second base for one. Over to first base. That's going to be in time. Double play. JT Cafferty hits into a double play. A 4-6-3 double play, and Hastings is out of the third. No runs for Hastings 5 points Bank. One base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score of Festus 2, Hastings nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Don't miss out on watching the game every weekend at Rivals Bar & Grill. They have over 20 TVs that display the game, and you'll be able to hear every play throughout the sound system. Come watch the game and enjoy the coldest beer and the best wings in town. Wings, beer, and the Huskers. Now that's what I call the best thing in Nebraska. Rivals Bar & Grill. Open daily at 11 on Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Rivals Bar & Grill.
30 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at HastingsLink.com and at FlatRiverPreps.com. Mid-South Regional Baseball Tournament. Hastings trailing Festus out of Missouri. The score 2-0. This is a team that did not win the state championship in Missouri. As we told you in the pregame, they lost to Sedalia 3-0. In their state championship ball game, but Missouri gets two bids to the regional tournament, and this is one of them right here. There's the ball thrown away over at first base, going to second, and now making a turn. He's heading for third, and he's going to be in there at third base. Jordan Duncan lays down a bunt, and the throw was wide of the target down there at first base, and it goes completely back to the screen here. Leif Spady had to grab it, but Jordan Duncan ends up over at third base on the play. So an error on Hastings. That's going to be the second error for Hastings 5 Points Bank. And now Levi Ebersolt comes up there next. He's the first baseman. So just like that, Festus has got a man on at third base. Now Jake Shaw delivers up a breaking pitch here on Ebersolt. It's going to be in there for a strike, no balls, and one strike. Festus can really put a lot of pressure on you. They got a great batting order here. They got some guys up and down the lineup that can hit the ball around. They're aggressive on the base pads, and we're seeing that so far. Hastings is throwing the ball around a little bit here in this game, something we haven't done in the preceding three games here. Two errors already for Hastings, and we're just in the third inning. Next pitch to Ebersolt is going to be up high for a ball. The count is sitting at 2-1 now to Levi Ebersolt. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. We're even up. 2-2 to Levi Ebersolt for Festus. Ebersolt batting here from the right-hand side as Jake Shaw looks in there for the sign. And now a timeout's going to be called here by Ebersolt as he backs out of the batter's box. Ebersolt has got 26 base hits and 101 trips to the plate as he fouls away this pitch into the seats. Count remains at 2-2. Nobody out for Festus here in the third inning. Man is on at third base. Festus with a lead over Hastings 2-0. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. That's going to be a called third strike on the inside corner. Ebersolt goes down. Strikeout number one in the ball game now for Jake Shaw. And that's going to bring up Kobe Ott next. Ott had a single in the first inning of play. So Ott is back out there for Festus here in the third as he fouls away this pitch here. Nothing in one to Kobe Ott. He was 0-3 in the ball game against Fremont. Festus beating Fremont First State Bank last night 2-0. There's a line shot right to Conant. Gabe Conant grabs it on the line shot at shortstop. Now there's two outs here for Festus in the third. That's going to bring up the pitcher next, Jake Leitner. Leitner had a single to drive home a run in the first inning of play. Leitner with a batting average of 344 on the season. So Jake Leitner enters the left-hand batter's box. Hastings moving a couple of guys around here. Tyson Bonham guarding the line out there in the right field now. The pitch comes in there. The Leitner is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 is the count to Jake Leitner with a runner down here at third base. That is Jordan Duncan. Here comes the next pitch by Shaw. That's a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count now to Leitner. He's got 44 base hits and 128 trips to the plate here this season. Next pitch is a fastball. That's going to be outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Leitner with a home run and 37 RBIs so far this year. That's just a team that has hit 21 home runs so far this season. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. 3-1. Had a home run out of the park earlier today from Fremont First State Bank. There's a ball hit on the ground to Gabe Conard. It's short. He gobbles her up, goes over to first base in time. No damage done here in the third inning. Leitner is retired in the play from short to first. Festus, they score no runs on no hits. One error on Hastings, one runner left on base. We go to the fourth with a score. Festus 2, Hastings nothing.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust. At 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
It's the sale you've been waiting for. Gary Michaels Summer Half Price Sale. All men's and ladies' summer clothing is half price. Don't delay. There's still plenty of hot weather ahead. And Gary Michaels has the clothing for all occasions. From swim to golf to summer weddings. Now half price. And ladies, Hobo and Brighton clearance, half to 75% off. Shop now in downtown Hastings and Kearney. Gary Michaels Clothiers.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Mid-South Regional Baseball Tournament here today on 1230 KHAS. Day number 4. Championship Sunday tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Bryant out of Arkansas, they won the preceding game against Fremont First State Bank, sending the Nebraska State champs home. So Bryant, the team that beat us the other night in the opening round, 3-2, still around. They'll play on Sunday. Hastings looking to join them. Festus, they're the only undefeated team left in the tournament, so they will play on Championship Sunday no matter what happens here in this ballgame. Hastings has got to win to make it to Sunday. Hastings is trailing by the score of 2-0 as we head to the fourth inning. Here's Josh Brooks. Sends that one out to left field. Kobe Ott waits for it, and he makes the catch. So Josh Brooks, one pitch, one out. He flies out to left field. Mason Brumbaugh coming up there next. Hastings with four hits so far. Festus has got three, but Festus has scored two runs. That was in the first inning. Mason Brumbaugh coming up there next. Brumbaugh flew out to right field his first time up there. Brumbaugh has a batting average of 403 so far this season. And the pitch comes in there. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Mason Brumbaugh. Brumbaugh for the postseason, hitting a clip of 375 in his last eight games. There's a ball hit right to the third baseman, Pratt. He goes across the diamond. That's going to be in time. Two up, two down. Hit right to the third baseman, Charles Pratt. Leif Spady coming up there next. Leif Spady, he struck out back there in inning number 2, so he's 0-1 tonight, batting average on the season. Is sitting at 300 now for Spady. As he bats here from the right-hand side against the lefty on the hill, Jake Leitner. There's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Nothing and one to Leif Spady. Spady during the postseason is now batting 261. He's got six base hits in 23 trips to the plate here during the postseason. 0-1 is the count. Here's a tapper to third base, foul territory. And the count now, no balls and two strikes here to Spady. Hastings at 34-14 on the season. Festus of Missouri at 35-11-1. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be down low. Scooped up off of the carpet there by Isaac Hamilton. And the count is sitting at 1-2. Charles Pratt, the third baseman. Jordan Duncan, the shortstop. Edward Martin, the second baseman. Levi Ebersalt is over here at first base as the next pitch is fouled away. Isaac Hamilton behind the plate. Jake Leitner on the hill. Kobe Ott out in left field. Jacob Bridges out in center. Jeremy Eisenman is the right fielder for Festus. 1-2. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit to third base. Pratt again has got it. He goes across the diamond, and that's going to be in time. And it's a 1-2-3 inning here for Hastings in the fourth. No runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Festus 2, Hastings nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Festus coming to plate here in the fourth inning. Edward Martin, Charles Pratt, Jeremy Eisenman. 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. Jake Shaw comes back out and throws here for Hastings. Shaw's at 41 pitches now, they tell us, through three innings. Jake Shaw has given up a couple of runs, four base hits. He's got two strikeouts, no walks so far. Edward Martin, he had a single back there in the first inning. Festus scored two runs in the first inning on three base hits and a Hastings error. That's been all the scoring so far. A bunch of zeros up there. 2-0 is the score. Martin takes a strike there. 2-1 now to Edward Martin. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to left center field, and that's going to get down. That's going to be trouble. It's going to roll out near the wall at 405 feet away. Martin is going to pull up at second base with a double as the throw comes in there. Edward Martin now with a single and a double in this ball game. And Festus again gets their leadoff man on. Third time out of four innings they've gotten their leadoff man on. Now here comes Charles Pratt. Up there next, he is a third baseman. Pratt struck out his first time up there in inning number one. Pratt with a batting average of .232 on the season. Here's Shaw's next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike now to Charles Pratt. Batting here from the right-hand side is Jake Shaw. Takes a little extra time here between pitches. Now he comes set, looks at the runner at second base, throws under the plate, check swing, foul. No balls and two strikes now to Charles Pratt. Pratt has got 26 base hits and 112 trips to the plate so far this year. No homers. He's driven home 20 runs here for Festus. No balls and two strikes here. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again. Down remains, no balls and two strikes. Charles Pratt has walked 21 times. He has struck out 24 times. Got a batting average right at .232 as action gets underway here tonight. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Jake Shaw. Breaking pitch that sails up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Jeremy Eisenman, the right fielder, standing in the on-deck circle here for Festus. Nobody out here in the fourth inning. Shaw looking towards second base. Offers one to the plate. Another check swing foul. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. All that's doing is driving up the old pitch count there on Jake Shaw. Fouled away the last three or four pitches here. Charles Pratt still with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jake comes to the belt, looks to the runner at second, fires under the plate. That's going to be up high for a ball. Now two balls and two strikes. And Hastings is starting to get some folks loosened up down in the bullpen down here on the third base side. Two balls and two strikes. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It just misses. Three balls and two strikes. Hastings fans getting a little restless here. 3-2 is the count to Charles Pratt. Base runner is down there at second base. That is Edward Martin as he takes his lead down there. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's on the way outside for a ball. No, they ring him up for a strike. All right. Charles Pratt, he was on his way down to first base. It looked like it was an outside pitch, but the home plate umpire saw something differently there and rings him up. Charles Pratt, a strikeout victim. Number two for Jake Shaw. Jeremy Eisenman coming to the plate next. He lined out to the second baseman his first time up. Takes a swing there, and the ball gets away from Cafferty and running down to third base on the play. There's going to be Martin. So a pass ball there on JT Cafferty. It was a swing and a miss by Eisenman. Cafferty couldn't control it. Running down to third base on the play is going to be Edward Martin. So now they got a man in scoring position just 90 feet away. Now Hastings will pull the infield in here with only one man out in the fourth inning in a 2-0 ball game. Festus has got the lead. Jake Shaw now will work from the full windup as he stares down the home plate, and there's a pitch hit right to the first baseman, Speedy. He throws it to the plate. There's a tag made, and they have got him at the plate. Ball was hit right to Leif Speedy at first base, and he comes to the plate to catch Edward Martin trying to score. So now there's two men out. Good job there by Speedy. Runner really didn't have to go. He tried to score there. Leif Speedy guns him down. That was not even close. Wasn't even close here at the plate. Now Isaac Hamilton is going to come up there next. He's the catcher. So now there's two men out. One runner is on there. That first base, Jeremy Eisenman. Isaac Hamilton is at the plate. He hit one back to the pitcher back there and hitting number two. He pops this one up, and it's going to get out of play. So one ball and one strike now to Isaac Hamilton. Still a 2-0 ball game. Festus has got the lead over Hastings Fine Points Bank here in the elimination ball game of the Mid-South Regional Baseball Tournament tonight. One ball, one strike. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike now to Isaac Hamilton. Hamilton touches the corner of the plate as he gets ready to go here. Right-handed hitter. Jake Shaw throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees. And the count is at two balls and two strikes now to Hamilton. Isaac has walked 21 times so far this year. He has struck out 23 times. Base runner is down there at first base. Two men out. 2-2 is the count. Here's a tapper toward third. Foul territory. So the count remains two balls and two strikes now to Isaac Hamilton. Lights are on now here at Duncan Field. Hastings playing a night game here in the Mid-South Regional Tournament. Hastings has played a couple of 4 o'clock games. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. And it's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings played Bryant in a 7 o'clock ball game on Wednesday. Then we had a 1 o'clock game on Thursday and a 1 o'clock game on Friday. Now they're going to call a balk on Jake Shaw. And runner heads down to second base on the play. And now the three umpires are going to get together and have a little discussion here. Now here comes the fourth umpire in. He'll join the discussion as well. Make sure everybody saw the same thing out there. So they got Eisenman down there at second base, and now they're going to send him back. And now the head coach for Festus is going to come out and see what just transpired there. So going back to first base is going to be Eisenman. And not much of a discussion here from the head man for Festus. He comes back to the dugout. So the count is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2 men out and a runner at first base. Isaac Hamilton is at the plate here for Festus. The pitch is going to be down low. Now Cafferty loses the ball and running down to first base on the play is going to be Isaac Hamilton. That's going to be a walk. That was not a very good pitch there. It actually bounced well out in front of the plate. I don't know if it slipped out of Jake's hands or what, but that fell several feet in front of the plate there for the fourth ball. So that's going to be a base on balls given up. That's going to be the first walk of the game for Jake Shaw. And now he's got to work to the top of the order again. And Jacob Bridges. Bridges has been hit by a pitch, and he has grounded out one. So he's 0 for 1 in this ball game. Festus has got runners on at first and second base here in the fourth inning, already leading by the score of 2-0 over Hastings. Bridges takes a strike there. No balls and one strike. Jake Shaw working from the stretch here for Hastings 5 points bank. Next pitch is on the way and a big swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes now to Jacob Bridges. Start of the day with a batting average of .375 for Festus. Runners taking their leads at first and second base. Jake Shaw fires one to the plate. There's a ball hit to left field. Coming out is Brooks, and he makes the catch. So Jacob Bridges flies out to left field, so no damage done here in the fourth. No runs on one base hit. No errors on Hastings, and 2 runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning with a score, Festus 2, Hastings nothing.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Whatever the Midwest weather brings, you can rely on a York Comfort System to keep your home comfortable all year. York systems are smarter, more connected, and more efficient than ever before, cutting your energy costs by as much as 50%. Plus, all York residential products have some of the best warranties in the industry. Your York Midwest dealer is Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings and Kearney. Go to rutzheating.com, proudly serving the entire Tri-City area. Learn how you can move up to a new line of comfort and efficiency for your home.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Legion Baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHAS from the Mid-South Regional at Duncan Field. Championship Sunday tomorrow. Winner of this Mid-South Regional will advance to the Legion World Series down in Shelby, North Carolina. A tournament that gets underway on Thursday. Winner's actually going to spend Monday in Hastings, no matter who wins the tournament. They're going to fly out of Grand Island, we understand, Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. They'll be heading down to Dallas, a little layover, they tell me, down in Dallas, and then flying into Charlotte, North Carolina. tournament will be starting on Thursday. So Hastings is trailing here 2-0 as we get things started here in the fifth inning. And there's a high fly ball out to left field. It's going to be caught out there by Kobe Ott, the left fielder. Michael Shaw gives that baby a ride, but right at the left fielder, Kobe Ott. So he is retired on one pitch. Dave Conard coming up there next. Jake Leitner has thrown 4 1/3 innings so far. He's only at 48 pitches. Giving up no runs, 4 base hits. 2 strikeouts, no walks. Gabe Conard coming up there next for Hastings. Conard with a single back there in the second inning. 310 is his batting average on the season for Gabe Conard. Conard 36 out of 118 from the plate so far this year. There's a ground ball towards second. Martin has got it over the first base. And Gabe Conard is retired. That's going to bring up Ashton Valentine next. We're in the fifth inning of play here tonight. This one's scheduled for 7 between Hastings and Festus of Missouri. Festus was the runner-up in their Missouri state tournament last week. Sedalia, Missouri beat him in the championship ball game. But both the champion and the runner-up granted spots here in this Mid-South Regional Tournament. So Sedalia, they were here as well. They were already heading home. They were ousted earlier. And now Festus is the only undefeated team remaining here. They'll play on Championship Sunday tomorrow, no matter what happens in this ball game. But right now, they've got a 2-0 lead over Hastings. Ashton Valentine looking at a pitch outside there. 2 balls and no strikes to Ashton Valentine. He's 0-2 in this ball game. Struck out once, grounded out once. Batting average on the season at .394. As the next pitch comes in there for a strike, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike now to Ashton Valentine. Now he goes down and has a couple of words with Kevin Asher down in the third base box. Ashton Valentine has got 7 doubles so far this year. He's got a triple, 1 home run. Driven home 26 runs. Leads the team with base on balls with 29, and he's got 18 strikeouts. 2 balls and 1 strike to Ashton Valentine. Catcher Isaac Hamilton goes out and has a couple of words with Jake Leitner. Now everybody is back to their spots here. 2 balls and 1 strike with 2 men out for Hastings here in the fifth inning. Leitner's next pitch is going to be fouled away. First base side, 2-2 now to Valentine of Hastings. Ashton during the postseason is hitting a clip of .407. 11 out of 27 from the plate since the area tournament. There's a ball hit toward right field coming on, and he can't make the catch. That's Eisenman. Misplayed the ball. It's going to roll. Ashton Valentine is on his way to third base. Here comes a throw in. Kevin Asher puts up the stop sign as the throw comes in. A misplayed ball out there, I think, out in right field by Jeremy Eisenman. And Ashton Valentine works himself all the way around to third base on the play. So we'll see if that's going to be a base hit or an error. I think they're going to give him a base hit on the play. So Ashton Valentine, he ends up at third base. And now the hit man for Festus is going to come out and talk with Jake Leitner. So Ashton Valentine with 2 outs is standing at third base now. Tyson Bonham is up there next. Hastings is trailing by the score of 2-0 here in this ballgame. Keep in mind, we came back from a 6-1 deficit the other day to win over Emporia of Kansas, 7-6. We're just in the fifth inning here tonight. This one's scheduled for 7 between Festus and Hastings. Leitner stays out there. Here comes Tyson Bonham to the plate next. Bonham 1-2 so far in this ball game. He had his single the last time up there. Now he takes a strike here. No balls and 1 strike. Tyson Bonham, .346 is his batting average on the season. Bonham, though, during the postseason has hitting a 404 clip for Hastings. He's going to take a pitch outside for a ball here. One ball and one strike to Tyson Bonham. He's got seven doubles so far this year with three triples, no homers, and 25 RBIs. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's on the way and a swing and a miss. 1-2 the count now to Tyson Bonham here in this fifth inning. Hastings has got a runner down there at third base, Ashton Valentine. Now Leitner taking some extra time here. On a warm evening, feels like temperature was 100 degrees at game time tonight. 90 degrees actual temp with a southeast breeze at 6 miles per hour. There's a swing and a miss, and Hastings leaves a runner 90 feet from home plate. Tyson Bonham strikes out. Strikeout number two in the ball game for Jake Leitner, and the inning is over for Hastings. No runs, one base hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Festus 2, Hastings nothing.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings is going to bring in a new pitcher now here in the fifth inning. In a 2-0 ball game, Hastings is trailing in this contest. Gabe Conant is going to come on and throw for Hastings now in the fifth. Conant threw the other day for Hastings in the ball game against, let's see, was that Emporia that he threw? Yeah, he threw four innings against Emporia. Gabe Conant gave up no runs and two hits. He had three strikeouts. He threw 45 pitches in the ball game against Emporia, Kansas on the Thursday. So Gabe Conant is going to make his second appearance here in the regional to try to slow down Festus a little bit. Hastings is down by just two runs. Kevin Asher probably hoping his offense is going to get untracked here. So Hastings with a new pitcher. It's going to be Gabe Conant. Mike Bovey will slide over now and play shortstop for Hastings. I think Jake Shaw has moved over here to third base for Hastings. So Conard is out there, and here's a pitch that's going to be fouled away. This is Jordan Duncan up to the plate. The count to him is at one ball and one strike. Jordan Duncan, the number two guy in the batting order. He's the shortstop for Festus. He's a left-handed hitter here working against the righty now in Gabe Conard. Conant making his 12th appearance of the season. He's thrown only 10 1/3 innings for Hastings. That outing the other day was his longest outing of the season. He is 2-0. He's got a couple of saves. Out of those 19 innings, he's given up only 9 hits and 3 runs. All three of those earned with no walks and 19 strikeouts. There's his first walk of the season right there. He comes out and he walks his first guy of the year, Jordan Duncan. So he heads down to the bag at first, and again, Festus gets their leadoff man on. The fourth time out of five innings that they have gotten their leadoff man on. Now Levi Ebersolt coming up there next. He's 0-2 so far in this ball game. He's flown out to the first baseman, and he has struck out once. Batting average on the year, 257. Ebersolt comes out here now. He will settle into the right-hand batter's box, and he'll see a new pitcher out there in the Gabe Conant now. So your base runner is down there at first base. That is Jordan Duncan. He's going to inch away from the bag. Leif Spady will hold him on now defensively for Hastings. He stays put. Pitch is going to be outside. Quick throw down to first base by Cafferty. It's not going to be in time. Jordan Duncan is back in there. Confesses with 116 stolen bases so far this year. Jordan Duncan has got nine of them. He stays put. There's a bunt laid down. Conant grabs it. He goes to second base. That's for one. Over to first base. Not in time. So Jordan Duncan is retired in the play. But the relay throw back over to first was not in time. And now Kevin Asher is out of the dugout here for Hastings. He's going to say Duncan maybe had some interference down there on the relay throw back over to first base. And now the officiating crew is going to get together for a little discussion here. So they chopped down the lead runner down there at first base. The bunt was laid down. Gabe Conant fields the ball cleanly. He goes to second base. They had Jordan Duncan retired on the play. Now they're going to rule it maybe Jordan Duncan interfered on the relay throw over to first base. Ebersole is standing at the bag down there right now. We'll see if this play stands. We're in the fifth inning of play. Festus has got the lead over Hastings, and now they're going to rule him out. Kevin Asher comes out of the dugout. And now the head man for Festus, he wants an explanation as well. So one man gets his way. Now the other one wants to come out here and argue his case here. In the meantime, Gabe Conant is going to play catch with Jake Schall over here at the third base. So now they're going to explain the situation here to the head man for Festus. So it's going to turn out to be a double play here. Now there's two men out here in the fifth inning. And Kobe Ott is the next guy scheduled up there for Festus. So the discussion continues again. Now the head man for Festus is giving the explanation of what the officiating crew saw there. Jordan Duncan retired at second base, and now they rule Levi Ebersole. He is out at first base as well, so there's going to be two men out here in the fifth inning. So the discussion continues out there on the infield. Festus scoring two runs in the first inning and a bunch of zeros since then. All right, the discussion is over. So there's going to be two men out now here in the fifth inning, and Kobe Ott is the scheduled hitter here for Festus. He had a single in the first inning and lined out to the shortstop in inning number three. There's a pitch delivered up there by Gabe Conant. It's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. To Kobe Ott, 351 is his batting average on the season. Conant from the full windup. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Kobe Ott. Hastings playing in this elimination ball game of the Mid-South Regional Baseball Tournament, needing a win to get the championship Sunday tomorrow. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now one ball and two strikes to Kobe Ott. He has struck out 10 times so far this year. He has walked nine times. He pops this one up over into foul territory, giving chase is Spady, and he can't get there. Ball falls out there. Foul territory. Count remains in one ball and two strikes. Kobe Ott with no home runs and 21 RBIs so far this year. He's got 26 base hits, 12 singles, 13 doubles, and a triple for this guy right here, Kobe Ott. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now from Gabe Conant. It's going to be tapped foul. Third base side near the Hastings dugout down here. One ball, two strikes. Gabe Conant rocks and fires. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and Hastings gets out of the inning. Gabe Conant strikes out Kobe Ott to end the fifth inning. Festus, they scored no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the sixth with a score, Festus 2 and Hastings nothing.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the five-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
To celebrate the Angry Birds 2 movie, Furniture and Mattress Direct is having a bird-tastic event. Save on items throughout the store. TV stands for $219 are the bomb, or Queen Memory Foam mattresses for $329 are hatching, and knock it down with 24 months no-interest financing. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct and Mattress Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Legion Baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHAS. Online at HastingsLink.com and at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hastings is trailing Festus out of Missouri 2-0 here. Hastings will bring up Mike Bovee, JT Cafferty, and Josh Brooks here in the sixth inning. This one scheduled for 7. Hastings down by a couple of runs. 5 hits for Hastings in the ballgame, 4 for Festus. Hastings has got a couple of errors. Festus has got 1 error so far. Mike Bovee up there, he is 1-for-2 so far in the ballgame. Had a single in the first inning. Pops this baby up. They were playing deep out of the outfield, and coming on to make the catch is Kobe Ott. Boy, that was in a different stratosphere. Finally comes down, and Kobe Ott will pull her in, the left fielder. So Bovee is retired on the play. Flying out to left field. That's going to bring up JT Cafferty next. Hastings quickly running out of time here. We're in the sixth inning, and now we got one man out. Jake Leitner, who has not thrown a whole lot of innings for his Festus team this year, is throwing a gem in his ball game against Hastings tonight. Cafferty fouls away the pitch here. No balls and one strike to JT. He hit into a double play his last time up in the third inning. Had a double in the first inning. There's a breaking pitch that's going to miss. And the count, 1-1. Hastings left 2 runners in the first inning. 2 runners on the base pads in the second inning. Left a runner on base in the last inning. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's 2-1 now to JT Cafferty. Jake Leitner, the pitcher here for Festus out of Missouri. Next pitch is going to be hit down the line in right field. That's going to curve over into foul territory. And the count, 2-2. If Hastings wins, they will play tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And we'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 1245 tomorrow afternoon. If Hastings loses this game, the season is over. Hastings at 34-14. We're sitting at 2-1 here in the regional tournament this week. There's a ground ball left side, fielded there by Pratt. Falls down, gets on his feet, and goes over to first base, not in time. Charles Pratt. He grabs it at third base, and he slipped on the turf. Went down to the seat of his pants. He got back up, and that was just enough time for JT Cafferty to cross first base. So it's going to be a base hit here for Cafferty. Now there's one man out and one man on. Josh Brooks coming up to the plate next for Hastings. Brooks is 0-for-2 so far in this ballgame. He has flown out to right field, and he has flown out to left field. Josh Brooks, our leading hitter in the postseason. He's hitting a clip of .483 coming into this game. 14 for his last 29. So Josh Brooks, who's been hitting the ball extremely well all season long. He's got 347 average for the season. Coming to the plate here with a runner on at first base. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. Here in the sixth inning, Leitner's pitch is going to be hit to center field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up out there by Bridges, and Hastings has a couple of runners on. So now runners are on at first and second base and one man out. Here comes Mason Brumbaugh to the plate next. Well, it was about this time the other day that Hastings got the bats to wake up against Emporia. Finally tied it up against Emporia in the sixth inning. And then Hastings winning it in the bottom of the ninth inning, 7-6 on that walk-off single by Gabe Conant. This is about the spot in the batting order that started to do some damage in that ball game. So maybe they can get her cranked up here again tonight. There's a big swing and a miss by Brumbaugh. Ball's behind, no balls and one strike. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. Brumbaugh has flown out to right field, and he has grounded out once. Grounded out to the third baseman in the fourth inning of play. One man out for Hastings here in the sixth. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And now Brumbaugh is behind and count of no balls and two strikes. 403 hitter on the season for Mason Brumbaugh. 375 during the postseason. Jake Leitner is going quite often to the little resin bag that they got out there on the pitcher's mound, trying to keep his hands dry. A lot of humidity in the air tonight. Hot and steamy night. No balls and two strikes here to Mason Brumbaugh with one man out. Next pitch by Leitner is going to be outside for a ball, and it just misses. Now one ball and two strikes to Brumbaugh, right-handed hitter. Brumbaugh has walked 12 times so far this year. He has struck out 12 times. There's a pitch that's going to be down low for another ball. And it's now two balls and two strikes. Leif Spady would be next. Then Michael Shaw for Hastings here in the sixth. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That ball's going to be hit to the shortstop, who bobbles the ball, and he's going to throw it over to third base, and they catch the force out. So Jordan Duncan trying to make a catch in the ball. He leaps into the air at shortstop. Falls out of his glove, but then Cafferty, who thought it was going to be caught, was hanging close to the bag at second. That was an easy out over there at third base. So now there's two men out. Two runners on here at first and second base. Brooks is now on at second base. Brumbaugh is on at first base, and Leif Spady comes up to the plate next. There's a ball ripped to left center field. That's going to get out for a base hit. That's going to score a run. On his way to third base on the play is going to be Brumbaugh. Here comes the throw in. It gets away from the third baseman. Here comes Brumbaugh to the plate, and Hastings is tied to score. Bam! Just like that, Hastings is tied to score. Leif Spady is going to get a double to drive home a run. He's going to get a double and an error. That second run comes in to score with Mason Brumbaugh. And Hastings is tied to score here in the sixth inning. A double and an error for Leif Spady, and he's down there at third base, two runs in. That's going to bring up Michael Shaw next. Michael Shaw is 0 for 2 so far in this ballgame. Reached on an error and is flown out to left field. Squares around the bunt and fouls it away. Hastings trying to maybe sneak one home here with two men out in the sixth inning and a man on at third base. That is Leif Spady. So Spady, who's been in kind of a end-of-the-season slump here, comes up with a big, big base hit right there to tie the score. 2-2 is the score now here in the elimination ballgame. Leitner stays out there Leitner fires the 0-1 pitch to the plate. That's hit the left field. Base hit. Hastings has the lead. Michael Shaw rips that one to left field for a base hit. Leif Speedy comes in to score for Hastings. Now here comes the head man for Festus. He's going to come out and talk with Jake Leitner. JT Cafferty, Josh Brooks, Leif Speedy, and now Michael Shaw all with base hits for Hastings here in the sixth inning. Hastings has plated three runs, and now Hastings 5 points back has got the lead over Festus of Missouri. The score is 3-2. Leitner is going to stay out there for the time being. I think there's some action down in the bullpen down there for Festus on the first base side. It's kind of hidden from the playground area down there. Gabe Conant coming up to the plate next for Hastings. Conant's going to take a strike there on a breaking pitch. No balls and one strike now to Gabe Conant. Conant with a 310 batting average on the season. He's got a single, and he has grounded out once in his two plate appearances here in this ballgame. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. So the Cinderella story continues here for Hastings, 5 points back. They've got the lead now over Festus. The score is 3-2. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Hastings knocked out of the state tournament in Omaha last week on an early exit for them. They get into the regional tournament as the host team. And Hastings is sitting at 2-1 right now. Anxious to play on Championship Sunday tomorrow. Needing a win here to do it, though. One ball and two strikes to Gabe Conant as he fouls away the last pitch. Next one is hit by the first baseman, foul territory. Conant looking at count of one ball and two strikes. Kevin Asher down in the third base coaching box for Hastings. His son, Brooks Asher, across the way in the first base box here tonight. One ball and two strikes. And now Leitner steps off with a rubber. Now he stirs down at home plate here. One ball and two strikes to Gabe Conant, the number nine hitter in the batting order. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Michael Shaw steals second base. Pitch was down low to Gabe Conant. Now two balls and two strikes. There's two men out here in the sixth inning, and Hastings has got the lead. Hastings playing three runs here in the sixth inning. They lead Festus now by a score of 3-2. Festus, the home team here in this ball game, though, tonight. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Leitner is now up to 82 pitches in this ball game now. Conant is now the pitcher for Hastings after we're leaving Jake Shaw in the last inning. Here's the next pitch. That's going to be down low for a ball. Now it's three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count now to Gabe Conant for Hastings. Michael Shaw is your base runner down there at second base. Leitner comes to the belt, fires one to the plate. That ball is going to be tapped, and it's going to be foul territory. It trickles out in front of the plate here, but fouled away at the plate there by Gabe Conant. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Conant on the season has walked 21 times. He has struck out 19 times. Setting a full count here at three balls and two strikes. Two men out here in the inning. Now Leitner wants a new baseball. He's going to get that. And he's gone to the resin bag quite often here. Three balls and two strikes with two men out. Here's the next pitch by Leitner. It's going to be fouled away again. One way to drive up the pitch count. Gabe Conant Settles back into the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Conant strikes out. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game for Jake Leitner, but Hastings has the lead. Hastings comes back with 3 runs in the 6th inning. 3 runs on 3 base hits, 1 error on Festus. 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the 6th with a score. Hastings 3, Festus 2.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
30 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Hastings Five Points Bank has got the lead now over Festus of Missouri here in the elimination ball game. The score is 3-2. Festus will bat here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Jake Leitner will lead things off. He's the pitcher batting in the number 5 spot here against Gabe Conant. Leitner so far, he's got an RBI single, and he has grounded out once. Hastings with 3 runs in the top of the 6th inning, and they've now got the lead 3-2 over Festus. Next pitch by Gabe Conant is going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Conant throwing 4 innings of relief the other day against Emporia. Also had the game-winning hit in that contest. And now he's being called on here again a couple of days later in this ball game here against Festus. There's a swing and a foul tap there. And Leitner is now behind in the count at 2 balls. Actually, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes now. 2-2 the count. This is 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order for Festus here in the 6th inning. Here comes a pitch by Gabe. It's going to be a check swing. Appeal down to the third base. Umpire down there, he says, no, we did not go around with it. So the count is 3 balls and 2 strikes. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of play. 3-2. Count remains to Jake Leitner. He's got a 344 batting average on the season. Leitner, a left-handed hitter, working against the righty out there on the hill, Gabe Conant. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. That ball's hit to short. Bovee has got it. Bovee over to first base. That's going to be in time. Throw was a little bit low, but grabbed there off of the carpet by Leif Spady. And Jake Leitner is retiring the play from short to first. Edward Martin coming up there next. Martin, he is 2-for-2 in this ball game. He's got a double and he's got a single. He comes up there now in the 6th inning with the bases empty here for Festus. Gabe Conant will go to work on him. And the pitch is going to be in there for a strike. No balls in 1 strike. Martin's got a batting average at .349. Despite what happens here tonight, Festus will play in the championship tomorrow. There's a bouncer to Brumbaugh at second. His throw to first base is in time. Charles Pratt coming up there next. Festus is the only undefeated team left, so Festus will play tomorrow. If Hastings wins this game, they'll play Bryant of Arkansas tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And then the winner of that ball game will play Festus for the championship and the second one tomorrow. So if Hastings wins this game, they would have to win 2 games tomorrow to win the Mid-South Regional. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away. The count here is at 1 ball and 1 strike to Charles Pratt. This team here, Festus, they won the regional tournament, went to the Legion World Series back in 2009. That was when the regional was up in Fargo. They won the regional up there and advanced to the Legion World Series. Two balls and one strike here. Charles Pratt pops up this pitch. It's going to be on the first base side. Spady over near the fence, and he grabs it. Charles Pratt fouls out the late Spady over there at first base. Festus goes down in order in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. We go to the seventh inning with a score. Hastings 3, Festus 2.
Mary Lanning's been a very successful hospital in the area, a long-standing service to the community for over 100 years now. One of the important things that set Mary Lanning apart is its focus on safety and service to the community. My family grew up in this area. My parents both went to Hastings High School, and my grandparents lived in the town. So I think it's part of the culture here in the Midwest. So I think it just is carrying over from the culture in this area to being practiced through the hospital. I liked the idea of coming to a smaller community and providing the service that a neurosurgeon can provide. It means that the patients have the confidence that they can get high-level treatment at their local hospital. My name is Dr. Scott Bell. I'm a neurosurgeon at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the seventh inning here tonight. Hastings and Festus of Missouri in the Mid-South Regional Baseball Tournament. Hastings with a lead. The score is 3-2. Ashton Valentine coming up there next. Valentine, he reached base the last time up there. Had a triple. Valentine grounded out in the second inning, and he struck out in the first. Jake Leitner stays out there for Festus. Valentine was trying to bunt on that last pitch there. Nearly got hit by a pitch. Scores around the bunt again. Pulls her back and will take a strike. One ball, one strike now to Ashton Valentine here in the seventh inning. Hastings with a lead. 3-2 over Festus. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. That's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Valentine, 394 is his batting average on the season. Valentine during the postseason hitting a clip of 407 for Hastings. There's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. Valentine is ahead in the count here at 3-1. I'm sure Kevin Asher would like to scratch across a couple of insurance runs here in the top of the seventh. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. The base on ball is given up there. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up there by Jake Leitner. Here comes Tyson Bonham to the plate next. So now we've got Valentine on the base pads here for Hastings. Valentine is 15 out of 17 in stealing bases. There's an attempted bunt laid down there by Tyson Bonham. It's going to be in foul territory. So 15 out of 17 stealing bases for Ashton Valentine. Hastings looking to maybe sacrifice Valentine along here. Tyson Bonham was bunting on that last pitch there from Jake Leitner. Nothing in one now to Tyson Bonham. Quick throw over to first base. Valentine dives back in there. So 0-1 to Tyson Bonham here at the plate. Bonham backing out, looking at Coach Kevin Asher down there in the third base box. Valentine taking his lead. Leitner throws one into the plate. There's another bunt trying to lay down. It's going to be fouled away. Bonham trying to lay down a bunt there, and he's 0-2 trying that. Now he's behind in the count. No balls and two strikes. Mike Bovee would be next for Hastings. And J.T. Cafferty, we're in the seventh inning of play. Hastings with a lead, 3-2. There's a throw over to first base. Valentine is back in there. Levi Ebersalt is over there at first base for Festus. And their black and white uniforms here tonight. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That baby's way outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Tyson Bonham. Bonham settles into the right-hand batter's box. Valentine takes his lead. Another throw over to first base. Valentine dives back in there. Jake Leitner, a left-handed thrower, so he gets a good look at Valentine over there at first base as he throws under the plate. That's going to be upstairs for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Festus will play in the championship round tomorrow, regardless of what happens here. They're the only undefeated team left, so they'll play on championship Sunday. Next pitch again fouled away there by Bonham. Now I've got Leitner up to 89 pitches in the ball game. Next pitch is up high for another ball. Three balls and two strikes now to Tyson Bonham for Hastings. Valentine is your base runner down there at first base. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled away again. Tyson Bonham has walked 16 times so far this year. He has struck out 25 times. 3-2 the count. Leitner's next pitch on the way. It's going to be hit to center field. Backing up is Bridges, and he makes the catch. So Bonham gives that baby a ride to the outfield, but Tyson Bonham is going to be out on the play as that ball is caught out there by Jacob Bridges. Now there's one man out. Here comes Mike Bovey to the plate next for Hastings. Bovey is 1-for-3 so far in the ball game. He had a single back there in the first inning. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Flew out to left field in inning number 6. So Bovey comes up to the plate now, a left-handed hitter. Ashton Valentine taking his lead down there at first base. The pitch to Bovey is going to be down low for a ball, 1-0. Mike Bovey with a .464 batting average here for Hastings Five Points Bank. 1-0 the count to Bovey. Leitner's next pitch to the plate is rip foul. First base side. Count now 1-1 to Mike Bovey. Great crowd on hand at Duncan tonight. Hastings hangs on here. Make plans to be here tomorrow. History. Hastings will play in the finals of the Mid-South Regional Tournament. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball on Bovey, and the count is hitting at 2-1. Cafferty would be next, and then Josh Brooks. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. That's going to be fouled down the first base side. Bovey frustrated there. He drives the bat into the carpet here. 2-2. To Mike Bovey, one man out here in the seventh. Valentine again inching away from the bag down there at first base. Do you send him here? Valentine scampers back into the bag as Leitner stumps off of the rubber. 2-2. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be hit down the line in right field, and it falls in foul territory. So Bovey comes back and grabs the club. That would have been trouble. Fouled by a couple of feet down there. Center fielder Jacob Bridges has pulled around a couple of steps to his left out there. He chased the baseball down there in the corner and bring it back to the field here. Here it comes. So the count is sitting at 2-2 to Mike Bovey, one man out here in the seventh inning. One man out, one man on. Valentine down there at first. Here's the pitch by Bovey, or to Bovey. It's hit the right field and coming on and making. He can't make the catch. The right fielder can't make the catch out there. And Bovey's got a single. Jeremy Eisenman. He's had problems out there in the right field. Looked like he misplayed that ball as well. I don't know if he had problems maybe finding it, coming out of the lights or what, but Bovee is going to get a base hit. Hastings has runners on at first and second base here in the seventh inning. And now we've got the head coach for Festus going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound here to talk with Jake Leitner. And we'll see if they maybe like to make a pitching change here. So runners are on at first and second base now here in the seventh inning. One man out. JT Cafferty is going to come to the plate next. Cafferty so far in this ball game, he is 2-for-3. So they're going to leave Leitner out there. Jake Leitner will stay out there. Cafferty has got a double in the first inning. Hit him a double play in the third inning, and he has a single in the sixth. And now we are going to see a pitching change. All right, so after all that, we're going to see a pitching change here for the Festus Missouri squad. So a pitching change is in store here in the seventh inning. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 3, Festus 2.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
To celebrate the Angry Birds 2 movie, Furniture and Mattress Direct is having a bird-tastic event. Save on items throughout the store. Recliners as low as $279 are the bomb. Or queen hybrid mattresses for $229 are hatching. And knock it down with 24 months no-interest financing. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct and Mattress Direct. Behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, new pitcher is going to be Jacob Bridges as he comes on and throws now. Jacob Bridges, the new pitcher for Festus here in the seventh inning. JT Cafferty is up there. The count to him is sitting at one ball and one strike. There's a big swing and a miss there. 1-2 now. Hastings with base runners on at first and second base here in the seventh inning. Hastings with a 3-2 lead over Festus of Missouri in this elimination ball game of the Mid-South Regional. There's a ball hit right back up through the middle. It's a base hit. That should score a run. Coming to the plate, here comes the throw in. It's going to be off the mark. JT Cafferty drives home a run. Hastings has a 4-2 lead. Cafferty ends up at second base. Ashton Valentine comes around from second base to score, and Hastings plays a big run there here in the seventh inning. Mike Bovee is over here at third base, so Hastings now has got runners on at second and third base. One run in here in the seventh. 4-2 is the score. Hastings has now got 11 base hits here in this ballgame. They have put up double-digit hits in the last three games. 11 base hits for Hastings against Festus here tonight. Festus has got 5. Josh Brooks coming up there next. Is that one to third base? It's going to be in foul territory. Hastings with the lead here in the seventh inning. The score is 4-2. Josh Brooks is up there for Hastings. Runners at second and third base. Only one bat out here in the inning. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. That's now one ball and two strikes. Bridges has not thrown a whole lot of innings here for Festus. There's a ball hit to the third baseman. He grabs the ball. He goes over to first. That's going to be in time, but a run comes in to score. Josh Brooks drives home a run. Mike Bobby comes in to tap the plate. That makes it a 5-2 ball game now. Hastings with a lead. Gafferty moves over to third base on the play. Mason Brumbaugh coming up there next. Brumbaugh's reached on a fielder's choice. He has grounded out once and he's flown out once. 0-for-3 here in this ball game. Batting average on the year, .403. If Hastings wins this game, they'll play Bryant of Arkansas tomorrow at 1 o'clock here at Duncan Field. 12:45 for the pregame show. Hastings would then have to win that game tomorrow against Bryant. Then they would play this team again, Festus, in a second ball game tomorrow for the championship of the Mid-South Regional. And a trip to the Legion World Series down in Shelby, North Carolina. Mason Brumbaugh now looking at a count of 2 balls and 1 strike here. Jacob Bridges throws under the plate and he hits him. Mason Brumbaugh is hit by a pitch. Wave Spady coming up there next. Spady had a big base hit in the sixth inning. Hastings scored 3 runs in the sixth. They have scored 2 runs here in the seventh. Festus scored 2 runs in the first inning, and then both teams put up a bunch of zeros until Hastings got things cranked up in the sixth. The pitch to Spady is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. There's 2 men out here in the top half of the seventh inning. Spady takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. No balls and 2 strikes. Hastings the visiting team here, so that means Festus will have another opportunity here in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the next pitch to Spady. That's going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gafferty is over here at third base. Brumbaugh is over here at first base for Hastings. Leif Spady with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes the runner at first base, and it's going to be a called third strike here, and Spady strikes out. Hastings has the lead going into the bottom of the seventh. Hastings scores 2 more runs here in the seventh inning. 2 runs on 2 base hits, no errors. 2 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Hastings 5 and Festus 2.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
This is Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. We invite you to check out our new expanded website at burtspharmacy.com. On that website, we have a new downlink on our mobile app so you can get your refills online if you enter your cell phone number to receive a text message with a download link. And then you can install the app. Very easy to do, so we invite you to do that. Both stores are now stocking Arona Berry Juice, antioxidant juice that's now available at both stores. So Burt's Pharmacy on 14th, 402-462-4466. Burt's downtown, 402-462-4343.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings just 3 outs away from playing on Championship Sunday. Hastings with a lead over Festus of Missouri, the only undefeated team left right now here in this regional tournament. 5-2 is the score. Hastings has out hit Festus 11-4 in this game, or 11-5 officially. We're going to have a pinch hitter to begin the seventh inning. This is Connor Wilkinson. He's going to come out and bat here in the number 8 spot. Connor Wilkinson, 20 base hits and 68 trips to the plate here. He's got a batting average of .294, and Gabe Conant hits him with a pitch. So Wilkinson comes up as a pinch hitter, and the very first pitch that he sees, he gets beamed by a pitch. And now Isaac Hamilton is coming up there next.
Number 6, Isaac Hamilton.
Isaac Hamilton is the catcher. He's walked once and he is grounded out once. It's a 5-2 ball game, so he sings with a little breathing room here in this seventh inning. Isaac Hamilton coming up to the plate now for Festus. Batting average on the season is sitting at .290. Wilkinson takes his lead down there at first base, and here's the pitch there by Gabe Conant. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Gabe Conant, his second appearance of the regional tournament, went four innings the other day against Emporia to pick up the win. Next pitch is going to be fouled off of the chest protector of our catcher, JT Cafferty. No balls and two strikes now to Isaac Hamilton. Wilkinson, the base runner, down there at first base. Spady will hold him on defensively for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Isaac Hamilton waiting here on the pitch. No balls and two strikes. There's going to be a fastball up high. Misses. One ball, two strikes now to Isaac Hamilton here for the runner-ups from the state of Missouri. One ball and two strikes. Next pitch is on the way. That's a fastball that misses. Two balls and two strikes now. Hamilton has walked 21 times so far this year. He has struck out 23 times. 2-2 the count. Next pitch by Gabe Conant is going to be popped up. And it's going to be grabbed there by Cafferty. Cafferty, the catcher. So Isaac Hamilton, he fouls out to the catcher, JT Cafferty. And now there's one man out and one man on here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Here's Jacob Bridges coming to the plate next. Bridges started as the center fielder. He is now the pitcher for Festus. Throw over to first base. Not in time. Wilkinson dives back in there. In championship Sunday, we'll get underway tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Hastings can hang on here. Hastings will be playing Bryant out of Arkansas for the second time. Bryant beat us the other night 3-2. Pitch comes inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Bryant had a three-run triple in that ball game, and that was enough to beat us the other night. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. One ball and one strike down to Jacob Bridges. Jordan Duncan would be next. We're back to the top of the order here now for Festus. They need three runs to continue this ball game. It's 5-2. One man out here in the seventh inning of play. Gabe Conant looking for a save here in this ball game. Check that. He'll get a win out of this thing if he can hang on. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. His second win of the regional tournament here. Wilkinson taking a small lead over there at first base. Gabe Conant's next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Now it's three balls and one strike. 3-1 to count here to Jacob Bridges. Gabe comes to the belt. Now there's a ball. It's going to be hit down the line in left field, and that's going to fall in foul territory by just inches. Wow, that could have been trouble down there in the left field corner. It falls just foul by a couple of inches down there. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. To Jacob Bridges, number one guy in the batting order here for Festus. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's on the way. A swing and a miss. Strikeout. Strikeout number two in the ball game for Gabe Conant. Now we get Jordan Duncan up there next. Jordan Duncan is a left-handed hitter. He is 0 for 3 so far in this ball game. He's flown out to left field. He's reached on an error. And he's hit into a double play. Two men out here in the seventh inning. Hastings has got the lead 5-2 over Festus of Missouri here in the elimination ball game. Hoping to see another day. Jordan Duncan takes a pitch in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Gabe Conant comes set. Next pitch is a curveball. It's in there for a strike. No balls and two strikes. Two men out in the seventh. Next pitch misses. Misses outside. 1-2 the count now as the fans. Boy, a good crowd on hand here. 1-2 the count. Next pitch is hit on the ground towards Spady. He races over to the bag. Hastings wins. Hastings wins the game 5-2 over Festus. Hastings will play tomorrow at 1 o'clock against Bryant of Arkansas. The winner of that game would then play for the championship against this Festus team in the second contest tomorrow at about 4 o'clock. Hastings wins it over Festus tonight, scoring all the runs in the sixth and seventh innings. Hastings wins it over Festus by the score of 5-2. We'll come back with the game totals right after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings wins it here tonight over Festus. The score 5-2. Hastings 5 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. They leave 6. Festus 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They leave 5. Gabe Conant is going to be the winning pitcher for Hastings here in this ball game. And Jake Leitner will be the losing pitcher for Festus. Festus scores 2 runs in the first inning. Both teams put up zeros until Hastings put up 3 runs in the sixth inning and 2 in the seventh. And Hastings wins it by the score of 5-2. Hastings will play Bryant out of Arkansas tomorrow at 1 o'clock on Championship Sunday. The winner will then play this Festus team in the second ball game for the championship at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. But Hastings wins it here over Festus. Final score of 5-2. Hastings getting some big hits again. 2 hits from Mike Bovey, 3 hits from JT Cafferty, and a hit apiece from Gabe Conant, Jake Shaw, Leif Spady, Josh Brooks, Tyson Bonham, Ashton Valentine. And Hastings wins it tonight 5-2 over Festus of Missouri. Stay tuned. Player of the game coming up next. Then the coach's post-game show. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on 1230 AM KHAS.
Don't miss out on watching the game every weekend at Rivals Bar and Grill. They have over 20 TVs that display the game, and you'll be able to hear every play throughout the sound system. Come watch the game and enjoy the coldest beer and the best wings in town. Wings, beer, and the Huskers. Now that's what I call the best thing in Nebraska. Rivals Bar and Grill. Open daily at 11 on Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill.
Our American Legion baseball coverage continues with the player of the game. Now let's head back to the booth with KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Our back at Duncan Field. Hastings wins it by a score of 5-2 here tonight over Festus of Missouri. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Gabe Conant again, two innings he throws. He threw four the other night. Tonight, two more innings. Gave up no runs, no hits, with a strikeout and one walk. Gabe Conant also with a base hit here in the ball game. JT Cafferty had three base hits for Hastings and an RBI. Two base hits for Mike Bovey. And again, base hits by Ashton Valentine, Tyson Bonham, Josh Brooks, Rafe Speedy, Jake Shaw, all getting in the act here tonight. And Hastings wins it 5-2. Back with our players of the game right after this.
It's the sale you've been waiting for. Gary Michaels Summer Half Price Sale. All men's and ladies' summer clothing is half price. Don't delay. There's still plenty of hot weather ahead. And Gary Michaels has the clothing for all occasions. From swim to golf to summer weddings. Now half price. And ladies, Hobo and Brighton clearance half to 75% off. Shop now in downtown Hastings and Kearney. Gary Michaels Clothiers.
Our players of the game for Hastings tonight, Gabe Conant, number one. Conant throws on, comes on, and absolutely shuts the door here on Festus tonight. He throws the final two innings after Jake Shaw went the first four here tonight. Jake Shaw, one strikeout, one walk, but he puts up the zero on the scoreboard for runs, and that was a big story for us here tonight. Gabe also with a base hit in the ball game, and then JT Cafferty, 3-for-4 at the plate tonight with an RBI. So JT Cafferty and Gabe Conant are players of the game tonight as Hastings beats Festus out of Missouri by the score of 5-2. Stay tuned. The coach is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next on your Hastings link to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS.
Whatever the Midwest weather brings, you can rely on a York Comfort System to keep your home comfortable all year. York systems are smarter, more connected, and more efficient than ever before, cutting your energy costs by as much as 50%. Plus, all York residential products have some of the best warranties in the industry. Your York Midwest dealer is Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings and Kearney. Go to rutzheating.com, proudly serving the entire Tri-City area. Learn how you can move up to a new line of comfort and efficiency for your home.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
It's time for the Coach's Postgame Show on KHAS Radio. Now it's back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. Hastings wins it over Festus of Missouri. The final score of 5-2. Kevin Asher is still down on the field. So we wait for his arrival here in the broadcast facility at Duncan. Hastings, they do all their scoring again in the final couple of innings. Hastings plating three runs in the sixth inning and two more in the seventh inning. Festus put up two runs in the first inning of play here tonight, but Hastings coming back, and Hastings will play on Championship Sunday. They'll play Bryant out of Arkansas tomorrow at 1 o'clock here at Duncan Field. If Hastings would win that game, then they would play for the championship against this Festus team in the second ball game at 4 tomorrow. So Hastings two wins away from maybe making a trip to the Legion World Series down in Shelby, North Carolina. But Hastings will have to win a couple of ball games tomorrow to advance to the Legion World Series in Shelby, North Carolina. But again, a big performance by Hastings. They just didn't roll over here against Festus. Things were not going their way early in the contest. Hastings stranded a couple of base runners in the first inning, stranded two base runners in the second inning of play. They hit into a double play to end the third inning. They went down in order in the fourth. They left a man on the base pads in the fifth inning of play. And then things got cranked up in the sixth. Three runs on four base hits and an error from Festus in the sixth inning. Hastings getting a couple of insurance runs in the seventh inning. Two runs on two hits. And Hastings was able to beat Festus tonight by a score of 5-2. And again, Gabe Conant, he gets his second win of the regional. He did his thing against Emporia the other night. He does the exact same thing here against Festus, and that's shut down the opposition here with no runs. And Hastings was able to win this thing by the score of 5-2. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
All right, Kevin Asher joins us, the head coach for Hastings, and Coach, how's the field? We play on Championship Sunday.
Well, it's, you know, a goal of ours. You know, we talked about Shelby before the season, and I think the kids looked at me like I'm crazy, but I knew we had talent. I knew what prep had done and some of those teams that are really strong from years past, probably as good a teams as we've ever seen in Westside and prep come out of Nebraska. We're not at that level, but I think we knew something about we could play at this level. And to be where we're at right now, you definitely know these kids are not satisfied. They will come back tomorrow focused on Bryant, Arkansas, very worthy opponent, and it'll be a great game.
You guys just are not rolling over here. We were down 6-1 the other night. You guys came back tonight. You just had a funny feeling. We were down 2-0, and they weren't really pounding the ball at us. You just had a funny feeling sooner or later we would get something cranked up.
Yeah, and our offense is coming in spurts right now, and it started the first couple innings. We just couldn't come up with couple hits in a row, and then you know you just felt good because the two runs they got were kind of, you know, just tough runs. I mean, you know, just tough runs, and we were putting up zeros. That was huge. And then you start getting things going in the middle of the lineup, and boy, those guys down there that came through at the bottom, you know, Spady and Jake Shaw and you know, Brooks had some big at bats there, and you just got to keep grinding. We told our kids the one thing before the game was sometimes after an easier win on the third day, we were like, it's not going to be that easy every time out. You know, we're going to have to make sure we play seven innings.
We talked about the offense. I think that's the third game in a row that we put up double digits as far as hits are concerned. We had 11 of them again tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're getting late into the tournament. Pitching's a little different. Now, their guy had us off balance, you know, for about four or five innings to where, you know, I could see some frustration in our kids, and they wanted to jump on the high fastball, or they wanted to do more than they were capable of doing. And we pulled them together after the fourth, and we said, stay within, stay within, stay within. And they got I think they got the first guy out in the inning that we scored early three. And all of a sudden you're thinking, well, you know, and it was the first swing, too, and I'm just like, did I make any sense with staying within? But then we came back and had some quality at-bats and put some stuff together, and, you know, the momentum builds, and you can see the other team really tighten up when 900 people are on them.
Gabe Conant, we got to talk about him again. He's absolutely put up a zero. I saw you talk to him in between innings. I knew that what you were thinking, that Gabe Conant was going to come on to shut the door.
Yeah, and we knew we could use him from about the fifth inning on. He came back from 45 pitches 2 days ago, and so we knew we could use him. We definitely knew that it was important for us to have him. We didn't have Brooks available, and Mike Bobby was available. I talked to Gabe after the sixth, and he goes, am I still in? And I said, yep. And then when it got to 5-2, sometimes you want to look at pitch counts. But right now we have so many arms left. We feel good about, you know, the guys we got coming back tomorrow.
Well, it's a championship Sunday. We see the team that beat us on the first day of this tournament, 3-2. They had a three-run triple, and that was enough to beat us. And I'm sure their studs are all going to be back and ready to go. Same story for us. We'll be ready to go. And all, like you said, we got plenty of pitchers to get through tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to focus in on inning one. That's really the biggest thing is, okay, who are we going to throw? Inning one. Get our guys ready. I mean, it's kind of a quick turnaround. They're, you know, going to be at breakfast at 9 a.m. and batting practice right around 11. So those things are, you know, all about mental focus and toughness right now. Bryant's a worthy opponent. I think you got the three best teams in the tournament right here.
Okay, my man, we'll do it again tomorrow.
All right, working on Sunday. We got to love that.
All right. It's Kevin Asher and Hastings Five Points Bank as they won it here over Festus of Missouri. The final score of 5-2. Hastings will play tomorrow at 1 against Bryant out of Arkansas. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 12:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. That'll wrap things up from Duncan tonight, from my producer and engineer. Back to the radio station, Stephanie Brubaker. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for American Legion baseball coverage on your link to local sports, KHAS Radio. American Legion baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.